When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Monday, January 4th, and we are here to help you take the mystery out of your financial life. We can only do that if we hear from you. So why don't you send us an email? Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. And if you are able to come on the air with us, it's even better. Just let Mark know. He'll do the rest. That's what Dwayne did. He's on the line from Illinois. Hey, Dwayne, how can we help you out?
Hi, Jill. The question I have is, I'm going to be selling my house and purchasing a new one. And if I have the cash to pay for the new one, should I pay cash for the house or should I take a mortgage?
Well, that's a good question. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. And, you know, will most importantly, when you have that question, I'm most concerned with, will you be depleting your available cash assets, especially non-retirement assets?
The house I'm going to sell, I'm going to sell for approximately $175,000.
Okay.
And I'm looking at buying a house for double that price, about $350,000.
Okay.
So what I originally thought was I would take the $175,000 that I got from the sale of the house and use that. But then I've got about $400,000 in savings, non-retirement, that I could use, you know, the other $175,000 out of that, just pay $350,000 cash. Or should I save that and, you know, take a mortgage? Because the house right now is mortgage free that I'm selling.
You kind of like that, don't you?
It's nice to be mortgage free. I mean, my wife and I are 55, and we're going to be retiring in 10 years. So I plan to work 10 more years. So
when you retire, will you have some other income? Will you have a pension in addition to Social Security?
Yes, I will have two pensions worth about $6,000 a month.
Will that $6,000 a month cover your needs mostly?
Yeah, I would think so. Plus Social Security, yeah. I mean, all four of those should be good. I mean, my wife's Social Security, my Social Security, and then those two pensions.
That should work for you?
Yeah, that should work for me.
Even if you have a mortgage, have you run it with the numbers if you were to assume a $175,000 mortgage?
I would plan to do a mortgage for like 15 years
okay.
at the most. So I'm looking at, you know, working for 10 more. So I'm looking at maybe the mortgage would be like 5 years. Or if I could even pay it off early, but
don't be paying off early. That like defeats the purpose of our mortgage game plan. Okay, here's my here's what I'm thinking. First of all, what you ought to do just to verify this is you should just run through and sit down with your wife and say, let's just look at what we think, you know, 10 years from now our real expenses are going to be. and then work backwards, right? Because if you find out, like, hey, you know what? All in, it is $6,000 a month. That is all we really need. And the Social Security just pays for our fun stuff. But I think that what you really want to do is get your heads around where you will be in 10 years. Now, if you're right, and, you know, the Social Security plus the two pensions covers most of your needs, that's great. If it doesn't, blowing through a big chunk of your cash is not a great idea, especially as you approach your retirement. I like having liquidity. So my inclination is to say, get a mortgage for the new house. And, you know, you're putting a big chunk down, obviously, 175 down. You're putting a 50% down. And that should make you feel secure in and of itself. That's just a massive down payment, obviously. But then I would keep the cash in reserve. I'd use my cash flow to just kind of fund everything else, whether it's putting into your retirement account or building up more cash as you approach retirement. And then when you get to retirement, you reassess and decide what you guys want to do. And that way you preserve optionality. If you put all that cash down on the house right now, you don't have any choices. And I think that probably you want as many choices as you can, especially as retirement approaches. Can you live with having that mortgage if you know that you've done it for the right reason?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Then that's what I would do. That's what I would do.
I like the I like the options explanation. I haven't heard that, so that makes me. I mean, that's a good option. I mean, it's good to have options because I've been reading and trying, and I go back and forth every day. Do it, don't do it. Do it, don't do it. But I like to have the cash and make those decisions later.
That's exactly right. Right, and you know, think about this. Life is very strange. You don't know what's going to happen between now and then. God forbid there's like some illness and you need the cash and you don't want it. Or God forbid you've like made this huge choice and you're, you know, the market dumps and you want to have some flexibility, whatever it is. Just remember, this is actually not a binary choice because you always will have the option of paying down that mortgage faster if things are great. If all of a sudden, oh my God, $1 million fell in my lap. So pay off your mortgage, right? But this way, you preserve the ability to have that choice in the future. So that's why I like having the cash and not putting it into an illiquid asset like a house. Okay, so another listener's question satisfied. Don't you want to join in and have fun? We want more and more of your voices on the air. So if you wouldn't mind, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, and let us know if you want to join us. Mark will do the rest. You know the drill. Wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and try to lift someone up today. You'll feel better, and they'll feel better. We'll see you tomorrow.